Dear passengers, we are glad to welcome you in a comfortable train en route Almaty to Shymkent. The train leaves Almaty in the evening and will arrive in Shymkent early in the morning. On the way, the train stops at 8 stations: Almaty 1, Otar, Shu, Lugovaya, Taraz, Borondi, Tulkubaz, and Mankent. The estimated travel time is 11 hours, 6 minutes. Almaty 2 railway station is located in the heart of the metropolis and has its own interesting history. It was built in 1939 and reconstructed in the late 70s. Since then, the building has not changed much until the present day is a model of civil and public architecture of the time. The station is open all day long. In a day, passenger traffic can reach up to 10,000 people. Owing to its convenient location, from here you can easily get anywhere in the city by public transport. The first 10-minute stop is Almaty 1 railway station. It was built in 1976 and is an example of modern civic public architecture. Its history begins in the 30s during the construction of the legendary Turksib. Then a massive squat station building was constructed here, and on July 19, 1929, the first train arrived in Alma-Ata. 2 years later, Turksib is put into full service. The construction of an elevator, plants, factories, and an airport is started, and the way to Almaty 2 railway station is paved. The next stop is Otar. The station was built in 1931 during the construction of Turksib. In Soviet period, one of the best garrisons of the USSR was located here, and highly qualified officers from all 15 socialist republics did military service. Today, there are also military units and young men are serving in the army. Another important fact is that the great Aykın improviser, Kazakh, and Soviet poet Zhambil Zhabayev was built in these parts. The train stops at Otar for 6 minutes. Shu is another city along the way. The notes about this region can be found in many historical works. It was visited by travelers of different centuries who mentioned the name Shu in their travel notes time and again. For example, the Chinese historian Sima Qian wrote, "Shu is one of the huge, vast states located far to the west of China. The traditional occupation of its inhabitants, who are called Huns, is cattle breeding." He was echoed by a renowned Russian scientist, Radlov. When Shu was built, Sairam, Talas, Balasagun were not yet. Today, Shu justifiably is referred to as a crossroads of seven roads. It is a major junction railway station on Almaty-Taraz line. And from here, there is a way to the north to Astana and Petropavlovsk. The train stops at Shu station for 20 minutes. Then the train arrives at Lugovaya station, now Kulan, at night. On October 2, 1927, the first rails of Turksib were laid here. The village itself was founded by immigrants from Central Russia in 1890. This region is rich with historical monuments. The Great Silk Road passed here in the Middle Ages. The train stops for only 5 minutes. So, if it is your final station, prepare beforehand and warn the conductor. The next city on the route is Taraz. It is one of the richest and most important settlements on the Great Silk Road. According to the history, the city is more than 2,000 years old. Once it was the capital of the Karahanid state. It was called the City of Merchants. Till the present day, the land keeps traces of citadels, caravanserias, and handicraft workshops. There are dozens of historical monuments, the mausoleums of Karahan, Aisha Bibi, and Baba Jah Khatun, which are included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. The train stops here for 15 minutes. The train passes Borondi, previously Burnoye, at night. The village was founded in 1916. In 1992, the village was renamed in honor of the hero Panfilov Baruzhan Mamushili. In 1995, a monument and museum of the hero were opened in the area. Then, Tulkubaz and Mankent stations follow. According to archival data, the area arose on January 17, 1928. The train arrives in Shymkent early in the morning. It is the third largest and most populous city in Kazakhstan. Its history begins in ancient times. For the first time, the Persian historian Sharaf ad-Din Ali Yazdi wrote about the settlement on the territory of the modern metropolis in his works of 1425. The locals call their native Shymkent Garden City. Indeed, Shymkent is a leader among other cities of the country in terms of the number of parks and squares. Arriving here, you must walk along the picturesque alleys and visit one of the main sites of the city, Independence Park. CAS Technology Team wishes you a good trip. More useful information you can find on our website.